Radio Gorgeous, where women do the talking.
Hi, this is Jo Reith for Radio Gorgeous. So, it's September and many of us have that back to school feeling. But if you need a fresh start, then why not start your own business? Meet Karen Back, one of our gorgeous entrepreneurs who started her business, Cali Kids, a few years ago. I asked her about her journey from idea to startup. You are the founder of Cali Kids, which is an online site where parents can access information about clubs and activities and family services, each of which has been verified, approved and recommended. It's a great site and I know lots of parents are using it. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with Cali Kids and your journey here so far.
Cali Kids is all about giving information to parents that they can trust, and that comes from my past experience. I'm a mum, I now have two daughters who I hate to admit are 14 and 15, which makes me feel very old. And we struggled with very busy parents finding activities that were really good for them and right for them. So probably two examples of that are with my eldest daughter. When she was about 10, she wanted to play hockey. And we just literally Googled, we knew no one that played hockey, we put her in the local hockey club and said to them, she's very shy. And they said, that's fine. And what happened actually 3 months later, we realised that they were calling her by the wrong name still. She's too shy to go up to you and say, excuse me, that's not my name. She didn't really know the names of the other children because they'd come in, play. You know, they were really very focused on technique, etc. So we moved clubs. We moved to one that was further down the road. We moved to one that had absolutely no chance of ever winning a hockey match. But they had lovely cupcakes after matches and they met friends and they went around each other's houses. And that was much better for her. And we realised that if we'd met three parents or a parent right from the start on the first club and they'd said to us, oh, they're going to take over the county, they're really competitive, we would have known right from the start
that it wasn't
right
for
her.
Yeah.
Right for our second daughter, but not the first. So it's actually, you suddenly realise that you don't get the information that you really need as a parent. And that's incredibly important. And I'm sure most of us remember standing in a netball queue at school and not getting picked, or only picked when your friends are captains and all the rest of it. You know, it's a confidence thing. It's a life skills thing. And then it's so important. And then similarly, we actually have an ambassador who's an ex-British number one tennis player, a lady called Julie Pullen. And she was, I was chatting with her a year ago, and she was saying when she stopped playing professional tennis and she became a coach, she went on a coaching course. And one of the exercises they did during this course was the teacher got them to write down and basically say, right, imagine your children, you've got a child who's an 18-year-old, write down all the positive adjectives that you want that child to be. Is it confident? Is it happy? You know, write down the 20 things that you want, and which she did. And then he said, right, now tell me how tennis gives them all of those. And she said, I found it really easy. Whether it was conflict management, because you know what, is the ball out or ball in? You've got to manage that.
Yeah.
And she said, that's it. And she now coaches, and she isn't expecting to get the next Heather Watson or Andy Murray out of those kids. But she is expecting to give them life skills, a hobby for life, confidence.
Yeah. And I think this is the thing as well that I've noticed about what you do, is that it's not only about parents finding information, but it's also about, so say your friend who's a coach, they can put their skills and their services on the site and actually be able to access a wider audience.
Yeah, absolutely. So fundamentally what we do is we go through a verification process, which has two sides. One for every club, and it might be a karate club, it might be a place to go, it might be a photographer or a maths tutor, a real mix. For every single one, we speak on the phone for three parents, it's usually mum, to be honest, and hear what mum has to say. And then we ask the person or the club to prove whatever they claim. So if you look at me and say I'm a qualified dance teacher and I've got first aid and a clean police check, we say show me, prove it to me.
Yeah.
So we just do that checking.
And
then it's all about giving parents information they trust. So our ultimate goal really is about inspiring kids to get out there and learn, learn something, find their confidence, find their skills. And we do that by giving parents information that they can trust. They can see what other parents think. You know, once a club or a class is accredited, They're on our website and other parents can leave recommendations and reviews.
My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous.
Talk me through, how did you go from having this great idea to making it work? Because I think there's quite a lot of women out there who, like you, have had children and have had a career before. Tell me a bit about that.
How that changes.
And everything changes. And then you're suddenly spat back out into the workplace just thinking, what am I going to do? But also, how do you get that idea off the ground and get it rolling? How do you fund it? How do you fund your life? Talk me through your journey.
It's really, really challenging. Really, really challenging. So my career before was, you know, proper suited and booted, commuting up to London career. I'd never been in a startup environment. Yes, I've been in fast-growing businesses, but never, you know, on a one-man band. So to go from that idea to launch took me 9 months. And that in that scenario was actually, I need a website. I can't code. So finding someone who really understood my mission and my vision, getting them to code it, beginning to bring a team together. I think you learn so many lessons along the way. I don't really like the program Dragon's Den, but when you often see it, they'll often say to the entrepreneur, you think you can do this on your own, don't you? An entrepreneur will kind of not admit it, but you kind of see that they
yeah.
can. So yes, honestly, I thought that too at the beginning and realised a year, 18 months in, I was lonely. So I think the biggest lessons I've learned is that you always need support around you. It's support, you know, yes, it's money. You know, I've been funding the business and, you know, our pension has gone into this. It's a big decision and I'm someone that says if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it properly.
Yeah.
But you need the support. You need, if you know, it's either your partner, your children, your family, your friends. They need to be around you and you need to kind of use and abuse them. If you had a bad day or a bad week, the ability to go to someone and say, oh, I've had a bad day or a bad week is huge.
I think that loneliness thing is quite hard. And so you've now got quite a few staff. Talk me through your staff.
Yeah, so our staff are fantastic. Almost all of the team are mums and they work part-time, so they work between school run hours. And that's fantastic for them because it's huge flexibility. They often, in school holidays, even bring their kids in. So we've often had kids sit in the drawing for a few hours as mum's working.
That's great. And I think that's so important for women because I think that was one of the things that I've noticed with my friends. You know, I've got some of them have got high skills, but they're actually only really available between,
say, 10
and 2. By the time they've got school run and everything sorted out. And that's a shocking waste of talent, isn't it, in this country? That actually there's a lot of women who don't feel that they can go back to work because there's no means of doing it.
Yeah.
And we do need more flexible hours and employers
we
like
do.
You. And I know you've had some nominations for employment awards, haven't
you? We were nominated last year, absolutely, for Employer of the Year. And it is down to the flexibility that we give our staff. In fact, we have two sets of staff, really, of team. We have the central team. Like I say, they turn up after the school run and they go away just before the school run. We also have around the country, we're recruiting what we call local champions or local area sales managers, if you like. And they are working from home, completely flexible. If they want to be working at 10 o'clock at night instead of 10 o'clock in the morning, that's fine. And we help them. In fact, they're starting their own business effectively with us supporting them.
Listen to us online, on your phone, download a podcast or on your tablet. Radio Gorgeous, there for you.
How do you find the kind of expansion of the business? Because you've gone from a one-man band, as you say, to how long has it been now and how many staff have you got?
I started 3 and a bit years ago. We launched 2.5 years ago. We now have 15 staff centrally.
That's amazing. Yeah.
But some of those will only work 20 hours a week. Some of them are on 10 hours a week. I've got a real, you know, it is less. Literally, we have a board on the door to find out who's coming in. So tomorrow we know who's in because they've ticked a box.
And does the work get done? I mean, this
yes.
is the thing, because I think some people would be, oh, well, that just sounds like you've got a whole load of part-timers. But I think, from my experience, you know, women are much more focused, aren't they? If you give them a kind of an hour and they've kind of not got their phone on, they're not being texted by their children, they can actually achieve an enormous amount.
Yes.
So
absolutely. So I can't agree with you more, actually. And they can juggle. Really, really juggle. We've tried quite a few. In fact, we've had a lot of interns and apprentices, which I really believe in. I love supporting kids, especially when they have no work experience. We've had a few of those, but they can't juggle. they're not as confident. They can't instantly walk in the room and pick up the phone and say, hello, good morning, Kelly kids. You know, there's a whole training of actually how you pick up the phone. When I bring a new mum in, she automatically knows how to pick up the phone because I've recruited people who care, who understand what we do. So for the benefits for me as an employer is I've got people who really love what we do because they can absolutely see it with their own children and they understand where it's coming from. Yep. And the downside is juggling. So Tuesdays, we run out of desk space. And Fridays, there's often five of us in and it's really quiet.
Wow.
So, you know, there are downsides and upsides to everything. But I, in fact, we were chatting yesterday in the team about something and one of the team was, oh, I'm not leaving. I love working here. And it is that flexibility, you know, if one of the kids is ill, their husbands, I have to say, are the main bread earners. They're off commuting around the country. So if the school rings and one of the children's ill, my team disappear. But you know what? You're right. They still get the job done. They still multitask. And it's just been brilliant.
And it's growing all the time. And I think this is one of such a success story for how you would take an idea and, you know, you take it into a web business. And I think quite a lot of people have got ideas for web businesses. But is it very difficult to get sort of market traction? Is that to do with, are there lots of factors involved?
There's so many factors. And I think I look back 3.5 years ago and I was so naive. I thought you put a website on and ta-da, the world would know it was there and love it and think this is amazing. No, it doesn't happen like that. No. There are very few things that go viral. So it's all about effort, continued effort. We're big on social media. We now have 30,000 followers on social media, which we're really proud of.
That's great.
And that's really important in this world. So, yeah.
And would you say that you need to have some fundamental core business background before you? Because I know you were a businesswoman before you set up Kelly Kids. But for somebody who's thinking, right, I've got an idea, I'm just going to go for it. What are the kind of things that you would, looking back, you would give your advice and say, do this?
I think if you, I would get recommendations for advisors around you. If you, so my example is I can tomorrow set up a limited company. It's nothing new to me. I've done that for years. Whereas if you, that's something you've never done before, you don't understand limited companies, get advice. You can get really good free advice normally from your local council. They'll have business or your local business chamber of commerce type things. There's lots of free advice out there. But the other thing is get recommendations. Don't knock on the door of an accountant and say, I need help, when you know nothing about that accountant.
Yeah.
Get word of mouth recommendations. You can spend a huge amount of money doing something that could have cost you 50 quid if you'd known the right person. So I think it's get advice, talk to as many people as you can. I think it's just believe in yourself. It's
confidence.
There will be 1,001 obstacles in your way, 1,001 challenges. You will never, ever, it will never happen as you want it to. And if you really want it, you will find solutions.
Yeah, you'll find a way.
It's getting support and getting recommendations from around you.
Great. Well, Karen, thank you ever so much for coming to Radio Gorgeous. Very best of luck in the future with Kelly Kids.
Thank you very much.
This has been a Radio Gorgeous production for RadioGorgeous.com. Get in contact with us, contact us on info@RadioGorgeous.com, and to sign up for our shows to come once a week into your inbox. Who can think of anything better, darling?
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna